So today I'm talking with Ernie Carpenter, who is here in his role as the first vice president of the local chapter of the NAACP, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, originally. Coming up, the first in a series of conversations about race. Why now and what's it going to be like?
Well, the NAACP Sonoma Santa Rosa believes that we should have conversations on race. It's very important that we understand we're all in this together, and we're starting with our first conversation that has to do with education. That'll be followed in March by a conversation on justice, which would relate more to the Andy Lopez situation and what's going on in Sonoma County with the police interface. The first conversation has to do with education. There are many changes in education, and the NAACP wants to make sure that people of color, that are about 40% of Sonoma County now, are getting a just education under the new state protocols.
This is, I assume, a case of shining a light on the process. What do you expect it to reveal?
We hope to end after four sessions with a report card on Sonoma County and how we're doing in various areas, the police interface, housing, education, jobs. In terms of racial relations, we're going to have four conversations. It's mainly to get the public involved with this issue. Sometimes people are more comfortable being silent about race, but the NAACP has a different approach. Our president, Anne Gray Bird, believes it is important that we bring the race issue out of the closet and talk about it, and that's what we're trying to do.
Is this something that the organization is doing on a national basis, and what we're seeing here is just the local manifestation of that?
You're seeing a local manifestation of what we think is important in Sonoma County. We're a very progressive enclave here, but now we're 60% white and 40% minority. Sometimes the majority overlooks the minority. So these conversations are important to put that into a perspective.
These are notoriously difficult conversations. So how do you map out a way to do that that makes it comfortable for people to participate?
We've been wrestling with that. We don't just want to get our members there who are comfortable. We want to engage the entire community. And there have been events in Sonoma County, particularly the recent one involving Andy Lopez, going back Jeremiah Chess, two young men of color killed by police agencies. And the NAACP wants to spotlight this, and we don't think we'll have a great difficulty getting some conversation going.
Right on the heels of the Martin Luther King observations, does that help set a more comfortable climate for it in some way?
Well, I'm not sure. As you point out, race is never a comfortable issue to talk about. We want to make it more comfortable. Our point of view is we need to respect those differences while working together. We don't want to hide them. We don't want different parts of the community to go off and do their own thing. We really want people to come together and engage because that's what's going to make our country stronger.
Ernie Carpenter, thanks very much for coming in to talk with us today.